All right, welcome everybody to Capes and Scals. Leander's favorite thing is when I do the wind-up for the welcome. And today we're interviewing somebody awesome. Somebody spectacular.
Whoa.
Somebody.
Whoa, somebody else is on besides me?
No. Somebody. Somebody uncanny.
Oh, God.
And it is Adam. Adam from Starfall. Adam Blackhat.
Whoa.
Adam, I don't know. Do you ever go by your actual name? It's always Black Hat for me.
No. My Skype username is my actual name, so I have to change that at some point. I want to keep my professional job while still maintaining my nightlife as Adam Black Hat.
There it is.
Yeah, that's helpful.
You'll always be Adam Black Hat to me, so that's fine.
Ah, I appreciate that. Therein lies a tale, actually. That is a genuine nickname from college that I did not know I had for 4 years.
Oh.
Yeah, my wife's brother, my brother-in-law, he has the same first name, and I always wore a black hat, so everyone referred to me as Black Hat and didn't tell me about it. I was everyone's phone as Black Hat. Like, why didn't you tell me? I would have loved that. That's so cool.
That's a cool nickname.
Yes, the Men in Black
Hat.
Mm-hmm. So for those out there that don't know, Adam does a webcomic called Starfall. You've seen us mention it a bunch of times on the podcast because we appeared in it. Our logo was on a truck, a menacing truck.
Yes.
And Schuster lines were in the background as well. Oh, Schuster.
Right.
So, Adam, what made you want to do this webcomic?
The New 52.
Okay.
Essentially, the New 52 comics started coming out, and they took all this legacy material that everyone loved and just threw it in the trash and gave us all these really cynical, much darker versions of all the characters, and I couldn't stand it. And I thought, well, I want to do my own version of this. I want to make updated versions of some of the iconic characters, and I'll make my own webcomic version, and it'll be kind of like a satire. And unfortunately, by the time I actually got rolling, the New 52 was already on its way out. Now we're living in Rebirth, where things are much improved, and my writing tends toward a darker side. So now I'm doing the New 52, and I don't know how to stop.
There's support groups for that, I think.
Yeah. So, for the first 2 years, things were going pretty smoothly. I didn't really notice that I was writing such a dark story, and the election happened, and I don't want to get political on your fun comic show.
You can.
but I saw the real world changing, and I saw the DC universe lightening the tone, and I realized I need to change things up too. So chapter 3 had been sort of a diversion chapter. We're kind of going back to the origin of some of the characters, and then chapter 4 is going to pick up with not a reboot or anything like that, but a much different tone, because I want to get back to what I enjoy, since I'm no longer doing any form of satire. I'm just doing the thing I was kind of annoyed with. It's been a ride, because I've never done anything like this before, so I'm learning as I go. It's fun. It's a lot of fun. When everyone says, if you don't like it, do it yourself, man, do it yourself. It's a blast.
Nice.
Yeah.
So. That's awesome. Did you, doing the process now, and you can see how your kind of personal life emotions influence the direction of the comic, do you think that's the norm, or do you think that this is a situation that, you know, that you're experiencing, but maybe not the norm for everyone else? I guess because you're allowed to change your comic based on your emotions, whereas the corporation says you can't change the book based on your emotion, but you can change it because you're living the life as you write it.
Yeah, as far as webcomics go, the people I've talked to, we all sort of start what seems like the same way. Which is, we have a storyline. We have our own sweeping Song of Ice and Fire, and we plan the beginning and the end and a couple beats in the middle and go, that's the end goal. And I don't know. That's a worthwhile question. How many people actually stick with their original plan all the way through?
Mm-hmm.
Because when you start, hopefully my writing's improved. Hopefully, most people improve as they go. But I can't imagine. It would feel so sophomoric to stick with where I began. And if you wrote like Batman and then you woke up one day and decided, you know, I'm in a good mood, I think Batman should go to the park and, you know, buy some ice cream. Actually, I want to read that story now. With that. Ice cream costume and, like, you know, the ice cream melts and it falls in his costume and he gets the ice cream running down him. Then he gets leaves on him and, like, now he's got leaves stuck to his bat suit. Oh, man, that's a worthwhile comic.
And then Mr. Freeze shows up and makes a snow cone for him and they sit on the bench and they just have a nice discussion.
Yes. Oh, that happened. Well, we got that. We got the Joker and Batman sitting on the bench talking, right?
That's true.
The park comic happened.
Things change, but do you still feel like you, despite all like maybe personality changes or daily life changes, it's still the ending that you want is probably still going to be able to happen. Nothing's changed on that end, you feel?
No. In fact, I said the tone of chapter 4 will change, but the story is not changing. So even though I've had a little struggle recently to figure out what I wanted to do with the tone, the characters are still who I came up with. You know, they've evolved on their own. I can't really alter their personalities without just dismantling the story myself. So it would become like I was doing fan fiction of my own comic at that point. So if I'm writing them in character, then they kind of have no choice but to continue down the lines. It's just the direction that I want to give it. And I want to emphasize some of the action and the humor a little more, leave the crying to chapter one, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we have a Patreon, and one of the really solid Patreon rewards, the goal of the Patreon is to revamp the chapter one version of the art with the new artist's, the current artist's art, just so that we have a streamlined look for everything. Not that I had any issues with those original artists. They did a great job. The comic wouldn't exist without them.
Yeah.
I love them to death. But to have that streamlined look, I've also gone back to that original script. So I'm getting the opportunity to update things, not too much, but enough that the overall tone, when I shift it for chapter four, it you can see that it was there in the beginning. It wasn't, but I'm retconning.
Nice. So,
I'll do 40 years of comic book history in 3 years.
Awesome.
What advice would you give somebody who's trying to start up their own webcomic? And maybe how do you decide whether it should be webcomic versus maybe a paper form?
Money should probably be a deciding factor. Webcomic, you can post for free. You can reach more people if they don't have to pay. I mean, we live in a capitalist society, and money matters. You know, people aren't going to shell out for an unknown most of the time. So I think it's worth trying the webcomic out for a lot of people, and then maybe thinking about print down the line, Kickstarter or Patreon, seeing what you can make of it. But what was it? I'm sorry.
Just advice on starting your own webcomic.
If you start your own webcomic, I would suggest spending 20 years learning how to draw, and not worrying so much about the writing, because people look at the art. So as the writer, I really have to say that the writing doesn't matter as much as the art, which is tough.
Wow.
And I'm sure there will be people that will disagree with that, but if the art doesn't catch the attention of the viewing audience, they can just move on to a thousand other free webcomics.
That's true.
The So if you're a writer and you're not an artist, damn well better start looking for a good artist. And paying them. Hmm. That's important.
Yeah.
There are way too many people that are looking for some free art or exposure or your portfolio, and I know that's an ongoing conversation. And the other end of it, writers who work for free are screwing the rest of us. So that's also a problem, but that doesn't get much attention. There's no writers deal protecting webcomic artists, webcomic writers, whereas Tumblr is kind of the artist guild protecting artists. So I'm just beating a dead horse there. I'm sure at this point everybody knows that you have to pay. And you should pay.
That's a good point.
Your art matters a little bit more. I hate to say that. But,
well, that's true. Like, you know, you're in a bar, you're going to go talk to some girl at the bar. Well, you're going to go talk to the one that looks good to you. So her personality doesn't matter till you get into the conversation. Mm-hmm. So having attractive art makes perfect sense in this analogy.
That's true. Yeah, you're going for the eye candy first.
Oh, the eye candy. Oh, yeah. which Starfall is not devoid of, but I've tried to be conscious of the audience, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the projected audience, the audience I imagine I have.
Yeah.
We have, on Webtoon, 942 subscribers, and I think I have 30 comments.
Not bad.
Including my favorite comment, which is page 4 or 5 in the new chapter, and it's just gay. And then the next page, they commented gay. Thank you for your contribution. Thanks for your input.
Maybe that was a happy comment. Maybe he's part of the LGBT community. And he's like, thank you. This is gay.
It was an exclamation point gay, though. I think there was a period, though, so that's very definitive. If there was a period.
Who do you think? Who do you think your audience is? Like, if you were to if you imagine your one fan that reads this, what are the personality traits of that one person that makes up your fan?
That fan.
Who would you hope that fan would be?
I would think that he or she wears Hawaiian shirts, Alice Cooper t-shirts. I'm serious. You have to write for yourself and hope people enjoy it. And if they don't, you'll hear about it if they don't.
Yeah.
If people don't enjoy it, you don't hear as much. So I feel like we're probably doing okay because we don't hear all that much. We have a couple diehard fans on Twitter. Oh, yeah, I found it. No, there's no period. So just gay.
Open to interpretation. Open to interpretation.
Oh, I just realized that same commenter responded. I was sort of sarcastic with them, and they responded, it's a compliment, bro. So,
what? Hey!
Mystery solved.
Look at that.
There you go. Just brought your day up.
My ideal fan responds to sarcasm and says that our work is good.
There you go.
And they enjoy it.
Yay! See, we just made your day better.
See that?
That's right.
It's the little things we do here.
816 is my ideal fan.
There you go.
Aww. That's adorable. I love that.
Here's a question for you really quick. So let's say someone reads your comics currently. I mean, they obviously do. But someone that has a lot of money and they say, I want to turn this either into a serious novel. So you have to write like a real book, like volumes of books, or a TV show or a movie. What's another option? Those are the three big ones.
Play.
Or a play. Yes, a Broadway play. Which one would you choose?
I would choose the play.
I would always choose the play.
I was about to say, there's never been a Broadway superhero show, but it's no longer the case, right?
Right, it is Spider-Man. Right. People died.
Right. Well, if we could maximize the number of injuries on set, we could advertise it as more injured actors than Spider-Man.
That's right.
I don't know if it would work as a play. I'm not saying it wouldn't, but, I mean, they do that... I forget what it's called. There's a very, very famous play, Saigon is in the title. They have a helicopter come down on set.
Is that Miss Saigon?
Miss Saigon. Oh, my God. Miss Saigon. I forgot the first word that four letters long. So if you can do a helicopter on set, I'm sure you could do some people flying around.
That's true. But,
and I can get you Max. You can have actual Max.
That's true. We could have live action Max.
You could beat up Max every night.
If we do action figures, I hope he'll pose for the Sculpey, right?
I'm sure he would. He would love that.
Kung Fu action Max. Yeah, I mean, of course, you think about the movie version, right? I mean, you have to. Like, who would play this character? And who would play that character? And, I don't know. Of course, it would work better as a TV show. You have to say that now, though. But then you see, the trailers for the S.H.I.E.L.D. spinoff, The Inhumans. Maybe I'll stick to a movie after all. that way they can afford hair.
All right. So you're not 100% sure yet, but you mean you're still pretty early on. So I mean, it's hard to tell. Maybe until you get towards the end, right? Because then you don't know what makes sense. It could be a movie. It could be a play. It could be a TV show.
Leander, maybe he just wants to make a comic book. Leander,
maybe. I'm just saying. Jeez. This is the world we live in, and someone always offers you stuff.
Yeah, everything gets optioned. He'll get option. He's probably getting option tomorrow, but right now he's making a comic.
In a perfect world, I would be Stan Lee, and I would tell someone else, "Hey, in this issue, Dr. Doom kidnaps Sue. Have it on my desk by 3 o'clock. I'm gonna go have lunch for 6 hours.
I'm gonna go be
that's
beloved.
What I'd rather do. I'd much rather have someone writing and something drawing, and then I would just show up and be like, yeah, I did that. That was me.
So you're kind of a hands-off kind of guy in case that happens.
It's a lot of work. Yeah. I mean, it is a lot of work. Writing is a lot of work. Drawing is a lot of work. I've kind of undertaken lettering recently, which I disparaged inwardly. I never went up to a letterer and said, "You suck," but I didn't realize how much went into it, and there's kind of an art form to itself, and I am not an artist, so I'm learning to letter, and that takes time as well. So I'm looking forward to getting back to the page where a Schuster is mentioned, but redo that one a little more effectively than I did the first time.
Are you going to take out the mentioning of Schuster?
No, he has to stay now. Part of the canon, right?
We can also get him for the play as well if you need him.
Yeah, if you need to beat up Schuster.
If you need someone, an actor that doesn't mind taking injuries on stage.
I don't know how things are in the rest of the world, but when I originally wrote that page, I was thinking of like a billboard truck, an advertising truck, so a flatbed with a big advertisement on it. And that's not what I wrote. That's not a misinterpretation. Val, the artist, Valentina, did a fantastic job interpreting the exact text that I gave her. I wrote Mack truck or 18-wheeler. I did not write flatbed with an advertisement banner on it. So now I've given myself a truck full of kids and scowls something. And I have to revisit it at some point. I have to explain what was in the truck.
That's awesome.
Make it something really creepy, like, I don't know, third world children or something.
Oh,
just something terrible.
Oh, my God.
That would be, that's pretty terrible.
Or like 75 Bengal tigers. Like, just something that doesn't seem correct at all.
Just or extra maxes, just spare maxes.
Yes, figurines.
Well, within the universe, I was thinking capes and scowls, more because of the scowls than anything else. I mean, it sounds like it would be like a conservative radio show. You're the anti-cape radio program that comes on and says, if God wanted man to fly, he would have been born radioactive.
That's true. That's a good point. If we were in the era of Civil War, we would probably be the ones who want to register superheroes because we're anti-superheroes. Capes and Scowls would be the perfect radio station for the Civil War era. And we would be pro-registration.
Yep, register everybody.
Can I ask you guys a question. Before we started, I just for the sound check, I mentioned that I've been reading Injustice. And do you have guilty pleasure comics? Like, what is your comic that you know you shouldn't read or it shouldn't be good, but you can't help coming back to it?
Well, I have become a big believer of you shouldn't have a guilty pleasure. You should just embrace whatever it is you like. But for the sake of the question, that's a good question. Leander, what's something weird that you like?
The Zoom.
It's tough. Because I pretty much only read weird shit now.
So
I'm less Marvel, less DC than ever.
But I don't read them, but when I do see them, I'm always excited. Just, any of those Wonderland comics, what are they called?
Oh, the...
Where the women are just naked all the time.
The are you talking about the crime ones? The
one with Alice in Wonderland and Cinderella, they're all
the
like...
Grimm fairy tales
the Grimm
stuff?
Fairy tales, yeah. Yeah, where they're obviously in, like, more badass kind of setup. That's a guilty pleasure. I don't mind reading that. I mean, I really do enjoy the writing.
I guess my guilty pleasure is I am a sucker for anything 80s. So, like, you know, Alf the comic book, I need that. Mad Balls, I need that. Like, I don't know. If it's 80s and a property, I'm in. Even if it's awful, and I'll read it from cover to cover. It's awful. Yeah.
Just comics from the 80s or the Escape from New York comic would qualify?
That would qualify. Yeah, no, I've avoided it so far, but it's like lurking in the background, taunting me to open it.
Yeah. Do you remember there's an old comic name, I think it was called Plasm?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Warriors of Plasm.
Yeah, Warriors of Plasm. I love that comic, and apparently that's a horrible comic to everyone else. I loved it. It was my favorite.
Yeah, that's a pretty terrible comic.
So how is Injustice? How are you? I love the game. I play it all the time. I got Injustice 2. We're playing it, tournaments. But I'm like, no, not picking up this comic. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, well, I've mentioned it. Well, I've heard it mentioned, rather, on a different podcast that I will not name drop because, I'm not going to advertise for someone else.
Yeah.
They were talking about Injustice and how corny and silly it is and how that's kind of fun sometimes, but overall, how long can you stick with it? And the writer is Tom Taylor, and I have since had to look him up because I'm like, this guy, I described it before we started as a cynical comic book adaptation, and that's what most of them are. Like, the Rogue One comic I haven't read, so maybe it's brilliant, but I remember growing up and reading the Batman movie adaptation comics and the Star Wars adaptation comics, and they're always short. And there's no insight. It's just slapdash. It feels like we made this to make a few bucks. And Injustice feels like the writer went, this is my only chance to write about this entire universe. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to make it poignant as hell. So you have touching moments between Black Canary and Harley Quinn that should not exist because this is a silly tie-in comic. It's the least cynical comic book adaptation I've ever read, which is ironic, given the material is Superman kills everyone.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's I'm through the first year. It's separated in years. So you have year 1 through 5, and I don't know what comes after that. There's, I think, a flashback comic.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. Was it Ground Zero or something?
Yeah, Ground Zero.
Yeah, yeah, now
so
there's
I'm
two.
Just partway into the first, the second year, so I'm partway through the first volume, and it's really good. It's what I said, it's poignant, it's effective. The characters are written like you feel they should be. It doesn't feel like fan fiction. And it's really sad, which is, again, right. So, Injustice, current favorite comic, which, I'm sorry, the rest of the world comics.
Oh, man. So you and I, we found each other because of our love of Kyle Starks. What's your message for Mr. Starks? I know you love the guy. Tell him how much you love him.
I love Kyle Starks. How can you not love Kyle Starks? Have you met Kyle Starks? You love Kyle Starks.
Right.
True.
Yes. We should have him back on, actually, this month. I think we're going to have him back on to talk wrestling. But, yeah, he'll be there. So, you know how crazy he is.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah, there's several podcasts I've heard. There's a correlation between comic readers, fans, writers, and wrestling fans. And I've never been a wrestling fan. Like, it was always on in the 90s when I was home from school, so I kind of followed the story a bit in the background, you know, Steve Austin getting hit with a concrete block, that kind of thing. I never was a wrestling fan. I'm not judging. I understand why I should like it. I mean, it's live. It is a stage play version of comics.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I
never got into it either, but you know what actually got me into wrestling recently? And this is going to be very weird. Netflix show, Gorgeous Lady of Wrestling.
Glow.
Fantastic. I'm like, I actually want to watch wrestling now because of Glow.
Glow's really good, yeah. Absolutely.
So that got me
excited. I watched the hell out of Glow.
Yeah, isn't it awesome? It was great. So
I like that I'm the wrestling fan and I still haven't seen Glow.
Did you see Glow when it was Glow, like the original?
Back in the day? It was harder to find it, but yes, I've seen it in the past. I was familiar with it.
Yeah.
Usually it was easy. It was more like I would read it in magazines and things.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the days of magazines.
That makes sense.
And print.
I would read.
The webcomic is the way to go. Print media, I don't know.
I would read a Glow comic, I think, at this point.
I'm surprised that hasn't happened, honestly.
It'd be interesting.
It'd be great.
So
in universe comic with like Zoya the Destroyer.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
As a character. Yeah.
So what is the ideal thing for you? I mean, obviously you're writing your web comics and it's you know everything's going fine there. Is the idea honestly to be picked up for something big, or in terms of the four options I gave you earlier, or is it more like maybe DC or Marvel or Image will pick me up, or maybe I'll do it independent, like? Is there a goal outside of just, you know, I want to write the story because it's missing and I want to put it out there, which is good enough. But is there a secondary motivation or goal, I guess, behind that? Or subconsciously, maybe subconsciously is probably what I'm trying to say.
Well, I will briefly. I told her I didn't want to do this too much, but I'll briefly speak for Valentina, the current artist. I know her goal is to break into comics, like get into drawing comics for legit publishers, and you've seen the art for the current chapters. There are people who are too good for you in the world, and she's too good for me. Like she should be really working on pro books. But my genuine goal, without any aspirations of what would I do with $1 million, that kind of thing, is I just want to finish. I just want to get to the end. I was an English major, and most of us have a lot of aspirations. And most of us always have those aspirations and don't seem to do a lot with them. So I just want to finish something for once. And once I finish it, then we'll talk about the next thing and my aspirations for that or what I do with the complete version once it's done. We're definitely going to go to print, whether we do that through a Kickstarter or if the Patreon gets a little bigger of a boost, or I just save up enough money to afford it. We'll definitely go to print. But as far as trying to sell it to somebody, I wouldn't know where to begin. And, I haven't looked into it because I don't want to go down the rabbit hole of believing that it has a chance when it does not have a chance.
Yeah.
I think it's good. I think it's better than some stuff that that I've seen people self-publish who publish maybe a little too fast. I don't want to do that. I don't want to publish when I'm not ready. I don't know if I'm ready yet. I don't think I'm ready yet.
That's awesome.
But if I can finish Starfall.
Yeah.
That would be satisfying.
And to the fans, so we have, so he's on Skype with us, and we have him on the phone so we can hear him. So, and you know I'm going to always tell it like it is. You genuinely see his emotions on the Skype. He really meant what he just said. Like, I was a little touched when he said that. I just want to finish.
A little misty.
It was a little misty right there. I'm like, oh no, I can't. I want you to finish, too. I'm going to be your biggest cheerleader now to have you finish, because I saw genuine emotion, so I appreciate that.
I appreciate it as well. I'm just dead inside, so nothing came out, but I do appreciate it as well.
Yeah.
And if I could have fun doing it, that'd be even better. Like, that
of course.
Every single character at this point has been in my head long enough that they all have their own stories, so I'm dabbling right now with doing a spinoff. I'm working on Starfall High with a different artist, which, since we're on a podcast and people will listen, I'll start posting it next Monday, not this Monday, the next after that. So I will start posting Starfall High. Official announcement, Starfall High start.
We got the scoop!
Woo!
Yeah!
So that'll probably be bi-weekly to start, and we'll see how it goes. So that'll be some material from the character's backstory that's lighter intel. Well, oh my god, I'm lying again. Once again, I wanted to use New 52, but brighter and happier. And Starfall High is supposed to be the bright, happy version of Starfall. And it absolutely starts with a sad story right out of the gate. Can I make you cry? I'm going to try.
So you want to finish Starfall. Do you have an end in mind? And could you guesstimate, you know, how many chapters you plan on it being? Or do you not want to reveal it? You may not want to reveal.
Yeah, I picked a format. So I picked 24 pages of story per chapter. 12 chapters. So
okay.
We're headed into 4. Goal is 12. It would be nice to have the art team, the single person, Valentina, on for that whole ride. That would be awesome. I have no control over her fame, you know, so if she becomes a rising star and my, you know, her distance outreaches my grasp, that's life.
Do you want us to, talk shit on her so that nobody picks her up? Like, she's just so terrible.
I heard that all she does is smoke crack.
She likes Nazi propaganda. It's weird.
You should make her, like, there's certain times, like, in certain jobs, they have to find their replacement in order to leave. You should make sure she finds her replacement. That way you could feel good. You could feel good about who you get.
She's in a blast. I hope she sticks around. That's why I asked her to go back and review chapter one, because I really wanted to have like that single look. She is a mind reader most of the time. It's actually really eerie where I write. She tends to draw exactly what I was thinking, even if I didn't use his mental borders to get there. Although there's a weird mirror universe thing where I'll picture a right to left image and she'll draw left to right.
Interesting.
And it's exactly what I pictured, but backwards. it throws me off. She's in England, though, so it's an opposite side of the planet kind of thing.
That could be it.
She's 5 hours away. Not the opposite side of the planet. I did pass geography.
Awesome. Well, is there anything else you want to plug or promote? We'll start winding down here. And then Leander has a very important question involving some pop action figures here.
We'll save that for the end, though.
Yeah, is there anything you want to promote? Anything coming up? Any cons? Anything you plan on doing?
I mentioned Starfall High, so that'll be at starfallhigh.com. That'll start not this Monday, but the next, and we'll run bi-weekly. Once again, free comic. So that's starfallhigh.com. The main comic is at starfallwebcomic.com. Bill Kip, I mentioned the Patreon?
Yeah,
for it. Do it.
Patreon.com/starfallwebcomic. I know you want to wind down, but how have you guys done with Patreon? Because I still have not figured out what I'm doing there or how to advertise.
Yeah, no. Neither have we.
Wow.
Basically, it's you give me a dollar, I give you a dollar, and that's about all I figured out. that's basically it. No, I have not figured out the ideal way. I mean, I know what to do, I just haven't made it work. So, I mean, doing podcasts and advertising your Patreon is probably the correct move. But, I don't know. I was actually thinking of retooling our Patreon because... Yeah. Patreon's tough. It's good for every entity on Earth to have one. It's just trickier to make everybody love you as much as you love you.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I, and all of my ideas, for rewards, I'm kind of sadistic. So I'm like, oh, we could offer like a swimsuit calendar. And of course, that'd be a great idea. But my actual plan for the swimsuit calendar would be me in different swimsuits. You know? So like, yeah, you got what you asked for.
Yep.
You shouldn't have freaking messed with that monkey paw.
I would love that, though. I would hang that up. My wife would be like, what is it? I'm like, oh, it's my buddy Adam.
And I could add it to my resume. It would be a nice little bullet point. Was one swimsuit model.
That's
look
awesome.
At me and say, what happened? I'll be, therein lies the tale. You hire me, I'll tell you.
That's great. Yeah, I don't, man. I don't,
yeah.
Patreon's tricky and, you know.
One day.
One day we'll laugh about this conversation.
When we know, you'll know.
That's true.
When we know, you'll know.
That is true.
Yeah, and I'm always, of course, reachable at Adam Black Hat. I'm on there probably more than any human being has a right to be.
I do have fun socializing with you on Twitter.
On Twitter.
Mm-hmm. When I'm not ranting about politics.
Yes.
Which actually, I don't rant about politics. I just insult people and don't get blocked.
Which
is more insulting to me, really, because it means they're not even looking.
All right, so I got a final question for you. So just randomly, he had these two pop figures here.
They're my wife's. She loves both of these characters tremendously.
I feel like you didn't have to say it was your wife. It's okay for you to own the fact that these could be yours.
I love the one. The other one, I don't, but, you know.
All right, so so you have to give me a strategic answer for this, okay?
Yes.
A strategic answer.
We've been arguing about this.
Who would win in a fight between Wonder Woman... and think about it. Think of everything that's Wonder Woman and Tinkerbell.
He's like, why? Why did I come on this?
I had to sit back and have a long pause because I was looking for the trick. Is there a trick to this question?
Sadly,
no. No, we wanted to give Tinkerbell a chance, so we really had to make sure we were thinking everything correctly. Before we gave an answer.
Does Wonder Woman know she's in a fight?
That's a good point.
That's a very good point.
She eventually figures it out, yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Which Tinkerbell? Are we talking the Tinkerbell that can grow to full size from Hook?
Oh, the Julia Roberts.
Good point.
I think if she grew the full size, she would lose advantages. I think Wonder Woman could just stomp her.
Yeah, I think the idea would be that maybe Tinkerbell can shrink her to her pixie size.
Is that canon to anything?
I feel like that happened, right? No.
I don't even know, man.
That was my first thought, too, was, she could shrink her. And I'm like, I think I made that up.
She could probably do it. There has to be a way. There has to be.
Maybe all she has is pixie dust. Maybe this is... I mean, honestly, we were pretty sure who would win. Like, there was no question. We just wanted to make sure that we all confirmed the same thing.
I will say it'll be a long, long battle because Tinkerbell can be brought back with a clap.
That's a good point. So Tinkerbell eventually... So what you're saying, potentially, Tinkerbell... having more time, she'll gain a lifetime of experience fighting Wonder Woman, eventually could armor up and beat Wonder Woman.
I mean, the fight starts with Tinkerbell versus Wonder Woman, but it ends with Tinkerbell as Batman versus Wonder Woman.
Yes.
Oh, man, I can't wait
so
to see that.
She's got people just clapping, you know?
Yeah. All right, I think...
Does the fight end in a warehouse with Tinkerbell shooting everybody?
Alright, I like it. I want to know what happens, but let's end this here. Let's stop. Let's not talk about this anymore. Let's just assume Wonder Woman's going to win.
Nah, never happened.
Actually, now I don't know. With the clap, that brought a whole different level.
We're just going to have to keep this going. We're going to have to poll people. We're going to have to take it to cons. We're going to bring up all these points. Maybe we'll have like a flow chart behind
us. Chart, yeah.
The pins and yarn and all the whole nine yards. Yeah.
Hmm. I like it.
We're going to have to talk to some Disney animators. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to really get in deep.
And see what happens.
What's it?
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. That is the Disney version of Tinkerbell, isn't it?
Yes.
It is.
I don't think the clap is in that movie, is it? It's been a long time. I remember the racist Native American song, but that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. She's pretty... Yeah.
Well, you know, it doesn't have to be the Disney version.
That's true. It doesn't have to be.
It could be the, what was her name? Julie Newmar version, or what was her name? That wasn't her name. The woman from, she was Peter Pan? It doesn't matter. Yeah. None of this matters.
None of this matters. None of this matters. Well, I feel like...
Was that right?
I don't know.
All right. I think the fans deserve for this to end. So.
No. No, this is... No, this is going to go on longer.
Or there'll be a whole Facebook forum very upset at all of us. They obviously, clearly, Tinkerbell would win, and they would have, like, 30 bullet points.
That's fine.
Well, I mean, that's the goal, right? That if people are talking, they're paying attention.
That is true. That's true. So, fans, if you think that Tinkerbell could actually beat Wonder Woman, go on any of our social media and give us the reasons. Because we don't see them currently.
No, well, we don't.
We're missing it.
But we feel like she's got a really good shot.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't put little pom-poms on your boots unless you're, like, hardcore, is what I'm saying. You just don't give a fuck.
I mean, she's in a relationship with a boy the size of a skyscraper, so, you know, she's willing to go the distance.
She's,
I'm just saying.
She's confident. If she can get a man like that, she's confident. She's like, hey, I know you're... quadruple trillion times my size, but you're going to be my man. And he's like, all right, yeah, you got it.
So. Oh, can she carry some of the orphan, what are they called, the Lost Boys? Does she carry some of them at some point?
Yeah, she can throw pixie dust and make anyone she wants float. I mean, she has pixie dust. We don't even know the potential for pixie dust. She also has a wand, so we don't know what that does either. So there's a lot of unknown
factors. It's her poking people in the eyes.
There's a lot of unknown.
So she could make Wonder Woman lighter than air and then just push her into the sun.
Maybe. There you go.
Maybe.
That could be it.
But would that be enough to take her out?
I don't know.
How? Oh, man. We're going to have to get on this.
This is getting deep. This is getting too deep.
This is serious
this is
now.
Deep. All right.
I didn't mean to do this to you on this interview. This is terrible. But we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
And we'll get back to you. We'll post for the fans. All right. Well, thank you, Adam, for coming on to the podcast, and you're welcome back anytime. We're hopefully better at scheduling. You were supposed to be on like months ago.
No, it's okay. I've never done this before. I was a little nervous. I talked to Comic Wash and talked about your upcoming project.
Nah, this is perfect. Okay. You're among friends and family. You're good.
Okay. Yep. Well, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
And if you guys want to check out more of Adam's stuff, make sure you go to starfallwebcomic.com. Thank you.